Well, good afternoon, everybody. My name is Mike Brooks, and I'm doing a call today here on press releases and press kits and how to optimize our press results. I'm thrilled to be here, and I want to thank everybody for tuning in to this consulting call. I'm thrilled to have the opportunity to speak to you all today, and I want to thank Kathy for putting this together, Kathy Marler, and I do want to thank Member Solutions for putting the Consulting Apprentice together, which, as you may or may not know, I won the past round and have been participating in it since the beginning, and it's just a great idea that they had. And basically everybody who participates in it ends up a winner because we all grow our knowledge and we all grow our schools in the process. So what a great experience that was, and I recommend everybody get involved in it. I'm lucky enough or honored this year to have been asked to speak at the Super Show. I'll be speaking this year in Orlando on the topic of how to generate more income with our special events. So, you know, I'd love to see everybody there. I certainly would like to meet all the folks that tune into this. You know, please come in and say hi. So today I have the distinct pleasure of speaking about a very cool topic. Not only can a press releases be a very important and powerful piece of our marketing strategy, it's very cost effective, it's simple, and actually it's fun. I'm going to be discussing press releases, and then I'm going to get into press kits as well. So I'm going to kind of distinguish, I want to differentiate and define between the two of them. And press releases is a news piece that you send out to get publicity on your business. A press kit is going to be a collection of works that the media can use to understand you and your school. It's essentially a promotional package. It could include the following types of things: a collection of editorial pieces that you may have written, press releases that have been written by you, media coverage on you, your biography, school biography, testimonials, tips, public speaking info, if you do that, and, of course, contact information and pictures. It's a great idea, I believe, to have a press page on your website where you can actually have your press, people can see your press, and people can see your press kit and download it. The media can use that as a link, and they can get the information right on your site. It shouldn't contain information that you do not want your members to see, of course. Print your press kit, put it together in a nice folder so it can be handed to the media. Now, this should be a great thing to hand to your prospects as well. So, again, you don't want to put anything in there that you don't want them to see. But before we get into the press kit a little bit, we want to discuss doing press releases because that's going to be what's going to generate your ability to work on that press kit. This is going to help you build it naturally. If you're not regularly doing press releases, I want to give you some framework and ideas that can help you launch into a campaign. On the website, if you're listening on the webcast or if you have that open, there is a link to my website, growyourdojo.com, and I have a few different things on that website that you can kind of play along at home with. I've got a sample media release, and I've got a couple of links. I wouldn't go into them yet because they may not make sense, and you may look at one or two of them going, what is he talking about? So bear with me on this, but I'll reference back to those. So if you are on the website, please take a look at those. So basically, I want to cover the following topics: why we should do press releases, what makes a good press release. I'd like to go over some examples and break down the structure. I want to share with you a sample press release that I wrote and talk about the delivery of the press release and then get into the press kit itself and talk about kind of what's next, what are some tools we can use afterwards to optimize our results. So first, why should we do press releases? The key reason to do a press release is really the reason to do any marketing at all. It's to get and keep more students. Now, this sounds simple, but it's paramount importance not to lose track of this. Keeping this important goal in mind is going to help you to develop great press releases. Before you do anything, before you set pen to paper, you have to make that statement to yourself. Today, I'm writing a release to get and keep more students. The goal is not to get something in the paper. The goal isn't to be on TV. The goal is not to talk about me. The goal is to keep more students and get more students. What press does for us can have a much greater effect than what any other marketing strategy that we use can do. People are going to see you in a different light when you're in the media. they're more likely to believe what someone else says about you than what you say about yourself. This is why most of us in our business, and as well any business, or lack of any business, comes from word of mouth, referrals. If your referrals are not the biggest source of new students for you, then probably classes may not be very good. Okay, what others are going to say about you, their friends are going to listen to as the gospel. So if they're saying, if you're not getting a lot of referrals, the fact of the matter is people may be saying something bad about you. Okay, if they say you stink, you stink. If they say you change lives for the better, then you do. Okay, now if the press says it, they're even held often in a higher level than a referral is. They are viewed, press is viewed as an authority. So if you're in the media, it is the truth. That is the power of the press release. Look at how easy someone's career can literally be ruined or helped simply by press coverage. If you've been following the presidential candidates, a lot of the ups and downs and for Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama have been generated from the media. And the accusations are that Barack Obama has had it easy on the media, that the media had been throwing him softballs. And you can determine for yourselves, whichever, I'm not going to get into who's the better candidate, but one over the other has gone up in the polls and down in the polls based a lot on their media coverage. And we've seen it in the past where the media has destroyed presidential candidates. If you remember back to Mike Dukakis in the tank, that killed him. The media killed him on that, and it destroyed his candidacy. Tom Cruise was made to look like a total fruitcake in the media. Now, whether he is or not, we don't know him. We don't know him personally. He could be just a misspoken. But everyone thinks he's nuts because of all the coverage he got. So the same thing happens with positive media coverage. You become more than just a martial arts school owner. You become an authority on whatever that topic is, not to mention the celebrity factor. People want to be around famous people. Now, being in your local media on a regular basis is never going to get you invited to the Playboy Mansion. But in the eyes of your community, you're going to become a local celebrity, and that's what we want to strive for. Now, would you rather take karate from Joe Smith or from the guy who was just on the cover of the newspaper? Trust me, they want to take it from the guy who's everywhere. So the press release is just one mechanism that does the following. It gives you instant credibility. It makes you an authority, and it creates a celebrity factor. And those things go a long way. They're going to get you more students and keep yours. It's harder to quit the school everyone knows and loves and talks about. Wow, you go to Andrews Martial Arts. I've heard of them. They were in the newspaper the other day. Cool. Great for retention to have your friends remind you that you go to the cool school. Now, one of the key reasons people don't stick with press campaigns is because, as in many marketing strategies, they become impatient. They do press releases and get no bites, or they get a press piece in and no students come to sign up. Now, as with any marketing strategy, it does take time. The best marketing is consistent marketing. It's tedious, slow process of doing it. If you do regular press releases and they're not getting into the paper, so you're not getting any calls, it can get very, very frustrating. You send them in week after week or month after month, and nobody calls you, nobody prints anything. So after a while, it's tempting to give up. I've been there. You may have to follow up with the media source to find out what their issue is. Instead of giving up, give them a call. Okay, find out, ask them. You know, I've sent you 15 press releases in the past 3 months, and I noticed that nobody has gotten back to us, and we've got no media in there. Can you help me understand what it is I'm doing wrong? And they may tell you, I'm not getting your press releases. Maybe you're faxing it to the wrong number. Maybe they don't know how to open email. Maybe you're not writing it correctly. But asking them for help, changing the headlines, it's the same as marketing. You create it, you test it, and then you change and repeat the process. If you get a piece in your paper, it may not generally necessarily result in a flood of calls. And this is a common mistake. We all want that home run. We want that marketing piece that we're going to hit the ball out of the park and 15, 20 people are going to enroll in our school in the next week. But it's not reality. When the person who reads about you is all of a sudden interested in martial arts a year later, guess who they're going to come to? Now, I don't just say this. I know this because it happens to us. We just recently, over the past couple of months, enrolled someone into our program who actually read about us in the newspaper. When we asked them, the article that they referenced had to be over 2 years old, but it had a lasting impact, an impression on them. That's key. Like most types of marketing, you're not going to see those 15, 20 enrollments the same week the piece runs, especially with a press piece, because in a press piece, you don't have a call to action. You don't have the ability to say, we're doing a special, free martial arts for a month for the first 10 callers. You don't have that hook necessarily to get them to pick up the phone. But you may see 15 new students over the course of a year. Now, how much is that worth? A free press piece that brings in $20,000 over a course of a year is pretty good, in my opinion. Now, let's get into the idea. This idea is interesting because when we're going to see different coverage based on where we are in the country, what kind of city, what kind of demographics we live in. If you live in a big market like New York or L.A., you may have a harder time getting into your dailies than I have getting into my dailies if I live in a small town. The chance of getting into the New York Times with a story about your tournament victory is slim. In a smaller market where there are weekly papers, it becomes much simpler. Their job is to cover local stories. Negative is always going to be easier to claim than positive, unfortunately. This is the facts of life. People want to see the dirty laundry. They don't care that you raised money for needy kids. They want to see the traffic accident that was caused when you were mailing the check to the charity. That is just the basic truth about us as people. If you go out and assassinate someone with a ninja star, you're going to almost be guaranteed that you're going to get mass media coverage immediately. You'll probably be on CNN that night. It will have the opposite effect of what you want out of the media, of course, but you get the point. It's much easier to get coverage when you mess up. So we want to use our what we have in our area with the type of media we have. I want to get back to the local type of the local to big market to small market. If you have a big paper in your area that's a daily paper and a weekly paper in your area, a lot of the smaller markets will have these weekly papers. I happen to live in a town that's not the big city in our area, but we have a weekly paper. We also have a daily paper that is covered in a town right next door, and it covers our town. It's much harder for us to get into that daily paper than it is for the weekly paper. We can literally send any story into the weekly paper and find it will get into the paper. It may not be the kind of coverage we're looking for. It may not be a front page story, but we can get a piece. We can get a piece in that section just on anything we do. I mean, we can literally say two kids broke boards today and take a picture, send it in, and they'll put it in. They're really looking for that local thing. For the big daily paper, not so much. It's a little bit trickier to get in there. However, keep in mind that smaller papers are read a lot of times by just about everybody. You look at the David Letterman show is notorious for reading headlines from small town papers. A lot of them are weird stories, but they do. These guys go looking through the small town newspapers. So don't just go looking to be in that big daily paper. We want to try and get into that the weekly paper if we have it. So what makes a good press release? First of all, you have to make sure it's interesting to the media. Is it newsworthy? Is the media going to want to cover this story? You have to think this way. You can't think as a person who's doing it. We're very passionate as martial artists about what we do, and we think the world of our art. It is the most interesting thing in the world to us, but the fact is, it is not going to necessarily be the top of the tops to someone who's never done it before, never even thought about doing it. Remember, our job is to try to get them to want to do it. We have to assume they have no idea about what it is we do. Maybe they even think that we're like, some nutty cult who runs around in their pajamas all day. Our job is to show them something different, so we have to think about it as if we are not involved in it. What would be interesting to the newsman who thinks we're nuts? And that's kind of the way you have to think about it a little bit. Now, here are things that they will care less about. I'm going to try and break some common misperceptions here, I think. Tournament victory. Now, unless the tournament happened to be in the UFC, nobody cares. If it's your Grandmaster's World Cup, it's sad that they don't care about it, but that's the way it is. A fundraiser, believe it or not, they don't care. Not that it isn't noteworthy, it's just not newsworthy. Every week some other group is doing a fundraiser. The media getting inundated to support and report on fundraisers of every shape and size. Trust me, I'm in the Rotary Club in my town, and we're among 50,000 other local groups vying for media coverage of our fundraisers. Belt tests. Every school submits stories on belt tests. I could go on, but I'm hoping you get the point. These things are regular. They're everyday occurrences in the eyes of your news source. Now, these things can be newsworthy as long as they are not the main focus of the story. The big problem is that when many folks write releases, they don't write it with the media needs or desires in mind. The media doesn't care about our belt tests, but if we have an autistic child, a senior citizen, a blind person testing for a belt, that's an interesting story. But if the focus of a tournament story is a person who recovered from a stroke to win, you have the story. So we're looking for the human element. No one cares that we have built focus and discipline into our classes, that we have another black belt in the world. They might care if the abused child who lives with foster parents instead of his drug-addicted mother has gotten his life back together thanks to the martial arts. So the story is not about your school. It is about the child. The best way to get ideas is really to read local newspapers and watch your local news. This is not only going to have all of the national news, but it's going to tell you what specifically is concerning your local community. Now, take note of the stories they're doing. If the top story is a problem with gangs at the high school, for instance, we can write a press release that deals with this issue or ties it in. How about if they are reporting on a local parent's soliciting the schools for more special needs classes? What about a press release that talks about the special needs kids in our school? So we're not talking about our school, we're talking about the special needs kids, and we're tying it in with a local media coverage. I've got a link on the website, on the Grow Your Dojo website, that has a Britney Spears story, or her sister, Jamie Lynn Spears. This was all over the media back in January. She's 16, and she's pregnant. And for those of you who didn't hear about this story, she's a star of some show on Nickelodeon that young, impressionable children are watching. And she went and got herself pregnant. And, of course, we know the story with Britney Spears. It's all over the media. And I included the link on the page for reference in this article. Read this over when you have a chance. And this is kind of a far-out story. I'm not saying by any means, go discuss pregnant 16-year-olds with your little dragons. Please don't do that. However, what if you have a teen class and you talk about this news story in your teen class and ask your children about what they think without getting into, and I'm using this as a far-out example, you have to take the news story, and the idea here is take a news story and think about how to tie it in. So I'm getting a little far out with this, but I want to kind of nail a point here. Is that if we were talking to our teens or even our adult class about how they talk to their children about this type of thing or what they think about it, get them to tell you what the news story is. It's a very delicate subject on teen pregnancy. You could probably dig a very interesting and newsworthy story about this. Local teens credit martial arts training with strong words about Jamie Lynn Spears' pregnancy. Local mothers learn how to talk to their children about teen pregnancy through the martial arts training. Something that basically ties in a popular story. Now, something like that, at the very least, is going to be picked off of that fax machine in the newsroom. You can't wait until now to write something like that. You have to hit that when it's newsworthy. But going through the local newspaper, the national newspaper, reading, watching TV, is going to give you some ideas. And the best way to get your news story out there, and you'll see this, that there's things that kind of, if they're talking about A and it's a big news story, somebody else is going to take that and incorporate it into their marketing, into their press release. Now, we have to give the when we're building our press release, we have to give our audience a reason to start reading. We have to grab their attention. And this is done through the headline. Now, as with any good marketing piece, the headline is no doubt the most important part of what we're going to do. If the headline's not interesting, the person who's pulling it off the fax machine or opening your file when you send it to them is not even going to continue. These people who work at newspapers work very hard. The media folks work very hard. They're very busy. It's a very fast-paced environment. You have to grab them with the headline. Not to mention the same thing can be said for everybody's job, our lives. We go through the newspaper. Think about how you read the newspaper. Do you read the headlines first and then look at what you want to continue with? We are a headline-driven society, and everybody is looking at that quick headline. It grabs their attention. They continue with the story. So if it's not interesting, the reader's not going to continue. Again, reading the local newspaper is going to give you examples of what a good press headline is. Copy their work. Take some headlines, reword them for your own purposes. It's important to get good at understanding what makes a good headline. There's loads of resources out there for learning how to write great headlines. The Dan Kennedy Organization is fantastic. Glazer Kennedy is fantastic for copy. But the same principles that come with writing good marketing copy go with writing good press release copy as well. Your headline needs to be brief and to the point and should really be a very, very compacted version of the entire press release. It has to be to the point, but it has to say a lot. Generally, they're written in bold and in capital letters. Now, of course, we have to give them a reason to keep reading. If the headline is really great, but the story stinks, they're going to stop pretty quickly. You need to make sure your release is informative and easy to read. Think about it from, again, an outside perspective. Every sentence needs to say something. Write it the way the media wants it written. Again, this is really learned from reading. Get into your local paper. There is a method to their madness, and we're not. They will not write. They're not writing English essays. They're not writing to receive a Pulitzer in English. Their journalistic style can be a lot different than English style. Typically, the headline is going to catch them. It summarizes the story, but your paragraphs are going to hold them. Now, making the media's job easy is an important thing to do when we're writing a press release. Think about what's going to make their job easy. It's said that if we can make it very, very simple for the local newspaper to do their job, they're going to be much more apt to come to us, to trust us, and to want to work with us. Now, they've got a lot of stuff. People think it's very hard to get media, but this is a big paper they've got to produce. And if they're a daily paper, weekly paper, whatever, they've got to produce that thing and they've got to fill that thing up. They only have so many ads that they can put in it. If they put all ads in there, nobody's going to read the thing. They have to have content in there. And it's not as easy as we might think it is to put content in there. When we read through it, you always see a lot of fluff. So they are looking for stories. They're looking for great story ideas. What they're not looking for is the bad story ideas. So we have to make their job as easy as possible. Give as much info about you as possible, as much contact information. Make sure you're very thorough with what you do. Delivery of the release. Now, I suggest contacting your media outlet, the newspaper, television, radio, and ask someone how they want the press release submitted. This is an important thing. Don't guess that they are computer savvy. I know one of the newspapers in our area cannot open Word documents, and they don't have Word. It's unbelievable to think that, but if you send them a Word file, they're not going to be able to open it. So contact them. Ask them how they want their press release submitted. A lot of the bigger TV stations or the area TV stations will have that information, and newspapers as well, they'll have that information right on their website, how to submit a press release. But you're going to want to research that and give them a call. They may require a fax. They may require email. They may require it sent to a certain person. A lot of the newspapers, they have a fax in their newsroom, and they're just going to want you to fax it right over to their newsroom. Do they want a cover letter? How do they want it? Ask them as much as you can about what they want to make their job easier. The important thing is to know what they want. So to do this, just call them and ask. Now let's brainstorm some ideas here on what are good press releases. I want to get into this but I also want to do this as a kind of an open forum. So if you think about ideas that you might have, and I want to open this up. I don't want to open up the phone lines yet because I got some more to talk about, but I want you to start thinking about this. And I want you guys to throw out some ideas that you feel are newsworthy, and let's try and come up with some ideas.
Mike, yes. If I could just real quick, I have a few people that say they're having trouble hearing you. So I don't know if it's possible that you might speak a little bit extra loud if
sure.
it's the system today. Thank
sure.
you so much.
You got it. I'm sorry, folks. I'll yell a little louder here. Very sorry if you can't hear me. I hope this is better. I want to start brainstorming some ideas on what are good press releases. I want to open this up in a few minutes and start talking about what you guys think. Throw out some ideas that you feel are newsworthy or things that you've tried, questions that you have about what you think will work for you, and come up with some ideas. But let's start talking. Before we do that, I want to start talking about once you are getting the coverage, what's next? Now you can start on that press kit. Now, there are different ideas of what a kit is. For instance, rock bands use press kits. Okay, if you want to get some cool stuff and see what a cool press kit looks like, call up a studio of your favorite musician and tell them you're writing a freelance article and you need the group's press kit. You're going to get all sorts of stuff, bios, pictures, information on their tour, on their albums. They may even send you a sample of their album. I used to work for a college newspaper, and we used to do write-ups on the local groups, so we did reviews. So we always called up and asked for a press kit, and they basically wrote the article for us with the press kit. So what do we need in our press kit as a martial artist? We don't need a long list of our accomplishments in the ring. We're looking for new students, okay, and they don't yet care that we have a brown belt in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, that we've studied in the Shaolin Temple. They want to understand what gives us a background to teach a seven-year-old. So some things that we could use in a martial arts press kit are our professional bio, because we're writing about our school, what makes our school special. Now, if you're a trained fighter and you're a competition school, that is what makes you special. So I don't want to say putting information about your background with tournaments and things is bad. It's not bad at all. But if your main goal is teaching children's martial arts or teaching character development martial arts, then putting your tournament background and your training history is pretty much going to be irrelevant, unless you're talking about your professional training, such as you've been trained by a world-class instructors, you've gone to this seminar and you've been certified to teach this. Pictures. We want to put pictures in there. What kind of pictures do we want? Again, if I'm a character education-driven school, I want pictures of kids learning, having fun, moving, smiling. If I'm a tournament-driven school, I want pictures of me with a trophy. If I'm a fighting school, full-contact school, I might want pictures of somebody with a bloody nose with a fist to their face. But you get the idea. We want to make sure those pictures support what we want back. Achievements of your students. What have your students accomplished? Testimonials are a great thing to put in a press kit. Press pieces that are done on you. So once those press pieces are done, we want to make sure we have those in that press kit. And, of course, our contact information. Now, I want to go back to the Grow Your Dojo site where I put up some stuff and kind of go through here on how to create a press kit. Is a link at the top there. There's two links. We have the Jamie Lynn Spears story that I was referencing, and then a link on how to create a press kit. That's kind of a brief summary that you'll find a load of these things on the Internet, and the best advice I can give is there's a lot of different ways to do it. I've kind of summarized this, but go out and just type in press kit in Google, and you're going to come up with a whole bunch of stuff. Now, underneath this, I've wrote a sample press release, and this is going to be pretty a little tongue-in-cheek here, but I want you to get the structure of this. At the top we say, and this is not going to be, this is formatted a little funky here, but on the left it would say for immediate release, and then on the right, flush right, it would say for further information, and then under further information it would have my name and my contact number. And then the headline. Again, I'm looking for something that's going to grab them. and this is a little bit far out, but it says martial arts student eats 100 wood boards for charity. Okay, so nobody's going to eat wood boards, but what I want to get, what I want you to get from this is a basic template. We have to look for a headline that's going to grab their attention. It's got to be a newsworthy headline. It's got to be something that's interesting. Now, anybody eating a wood board would be something that was interesting. Now we're going to deal with the what. In the first paragraph, I'm going to read this. You may have heard of us or heard of or seen a martial artist break wood boards, but you've probably never seen one eat wood boards. Jimmy Joe of Cool Karate raised $2,000 for the Human Fund Thursday night. People pledged as much as $30 per board he ate. The boards really didn't taste great, I must confess, said Jimmy Joe. It's for the kids, so I just kept eating. So the first paragraph is talking about what exactly happened. The next paragraph is getting into, we want to answer the question, why is this news? So just an example here is that this has never been done by another human being who has eaten over four wood boards on purpose. This was all accomplished to benefit of the kids, the Human Fund Gives Kids, dot, dot, dot. And then getting into the spectator, how many spectators, a comment from the people. So we want to get in why this is newsworthy. It's newsworthy because nobody's ever eaten wood boards before. It's newsworthy because what it did was benefit the kids for the charity. Then we want to get into who are we. He credits his martial arts training for the ability to accomplish this one-of-a-kind feat. He owns and operates Cool Karate on Main Street, Anytown. For further information, to arrange an interview or to receive pictures of him eating the boards and having a surgery later in the day, contact, and then there you go. That's just, again, don't reuse this press release. But the idea is to talk about the headline has to grab them. We have to talk about what the story is, why is it news, and then explain who you are. You don't necessarily have to write the entire story. You can write it for them. It's going to make their job much easier. But at the end, you see, I put, for further information to arrange an interview, let them give you a call. Make it easier for them to read. Now, I have a last link there, is what to do once you get press. We want to make sure that not only do people see the press, but we want to make sure they continue to see it. And if they don't see it, we want to make sure they see it. So what I did here is, this is from my Rotary Club here. And if you click on this link, you're going to go to a blog that we use. And we basically ran a police firefighter banquet. We honored the policeman of the year and firefighter of the year. And you'll see the link. You'll see a few pictures in there. But the link on the bottom of it is an article that the News Times, our local newspaper, had published on this. So I've got this link right in my website, right in our blog. So that's something that a blog is a great thing. The website, the web is a great thing, and it's definitely going to be very impactful, because when somebody searches on police, firefighters in Danbury, they search on service group, they search on Rotary, this article is going to keep coming up forever, and we're kind of linked with the News Times now. So this is something that we do on a regular basis. If we're covered in the media, we want to get it out there on the internet. This is something that can be simply, we hang it up in our lobby, hang up your story in the lobby, make sure that you put it in. We like to make photocopies of them, put it in new student packages. So when that press occurs, remember that we're not just trying to get new students with it, but we're trying to make sure we keep our students as well. So again, we want to keep reminding our students of what happened. There is one more link that's supposed to be on this page. I don't know if it showed up, but there should be one for a thing called PR Web. I'm just going to bear with me while I get back to that web page. If it's not on, oh, there it is. It's at the top. PR Web is a, somebody asked a question before about how to get more, I don't remember the question quite. Kathy, if you want to jump on and read that question again, but there was a question about. Sure. You want to go over that question again?
Sure. Steve from Long Island, New York, said, "Are there any no-cost services to get your press releases out to the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, Amazon?" And the second part of that was, "What is the average cost to get exposure for your press release on Google, Yahoo, and MSN?"
Right. Now, this the PR Web press release Newswire. is a tool that I've used in the past. And I know, Kathy, I think you use it as well.
Absolutely.
Is that correct? Okay. And this is a paid service, but I believe you could do it for as little as $40, Kathy. Correct me if I'm wrong.
The last time it used to be completely free, but this now they've got options. I haven't done one real recently, but last time I spent only $40, and
right.
I was able to include a photo as well as have it submitted to the search engines,
right?
Which is an awesome value.
Exactly. So that's one answer to that. PRWeb is the one I've used in the past. I don't know if it's free anymore. I mean they have. You'll have to check it out because I haven't used it in a little while, but that link will take you to their homepage, and it is free to sign up for it. And they've got some pretty cool resources on that webpage, so I urge everybody to go check that out. But I believe they have now where you can literally kind of pick the kind of publicity you want to get. So you can probably pay as much as a couple hundred dollars, but I think at the low end it should be about $40 to get there. I don't know of any free services. Kathy, if you do, jump in because I'd love to learn about them myself. But I do know that posting these things and linking them into a blog using YouTube as a tool and posting them on your website is going to greatly increase your Google rankings and your Google search hits. If somebody's searching a certain topic like self-defense and you did a story, a press piece on self-defense, and you put it on your blog, they're going to come up and they're going to find you. So that really helps. Kathy, do you know any? I'm sorry.
Any free ones?
Yeah. I don't know.
They claim there's some free ones. Yeah, if you just Google free press release submission, you're going to get some to check out. But I don't know that that's going to actually go to the search engines. So usually there's, some of them start out being free, but then if you want them, they want donations or they want some type of money. But usually it's not very much compared to what you get. But I would just Google free press release submissions and then just pick a couple sites and read the details to see if there are any that are truly free.
Right. And there's a load of stuff out there. If you do search, you can search press kit. You can search press releases. I think you will come up with a whole bunch of sites that are going to try and get you to sign up to try and sell you a product on how to write press releases. But there are some pretty cool things out there where you can submit press releases and where you can actually learn about how to write press releases. The other thing is, there's a press release. If you're writing a press release, you may want to turn it into an article. And there's a bunch of free article resources out there where you can search, you can submit your article. So if you do a search on, I know there's article base. I mean, there's got to be about 20 of them off the top of my head. Free articles, article base. You've got if you do a search on submitting articles, you'll find a whole bunch of them. And write your press release like a story, and submit your own story. Let people reuse that. So people out there who are looking to republish stories in their newsletters, whatever on their websites can actually take your article and use it, and it's actually a free service where you can sign up for that. It's a pretty neat way to kind of build some credibility and popularity. And the other suggestion I would have just before we open it up to calls is if you want to learn more about how to write a press release, there's just a lot of really cool stuff out there. But one of the best things I ever read for our industry is written by John Corcoran, who is the editor of MA Success magazine, and he has written a book. I don't have it in my hands, but it's a thing that you can get through Maya. So if you're and I don't know if Member Solutions has access to sell this, Kathy, if you may know the name of it. It's a kind of a how-to booklet on how to get press and how to write press releases. It's a very great
how to be a martial arts star in your town.
Yes.
I believe is what that was originally called. I don't know if he's done revisions, but you could probably go directly to him to find out, or if it is in the Maya catalog, that would be great.
Exactly.
And I can check our reward store and see if we have it in there as well.
Yeah, I'm sure if you call Maya, and John Corcoran is an incredible resource in our industry. He's very accessible. He's always at the Super Show, and he is somebody who can be reached by email. I think it's jcorco4234@aol.com. He's a great guy, very helpful, and he has a lot to teach. So, Kathy, I'd like to open it up for questions. And one of the things I asked was, I'd like people to kind of throw out some ideas, and let's brainstorm some ideas for creating press releases. If somebody has an idea that they're working on in particular, what their, questions that they may have, let's we can open that up.
Mark Gadowstick in Oregon has a question. He says, I'm doing a one-week family class at a local school in association with a family resource center, that does like food baskets and clothes, et cetera. Attendees are clients of the center, so they're not quality leads. How could I spin this for a PR or for PR that could get me some notice that would bring in quality leads? Got any ideas?
Can you repeat that again? What kind of class is he doing?
Sure. He's doing a one-week family class at a local school in conjunction with a family resource center. So basically, he's saying the attendees may not be quality leads. They might
right.
be economically deprived, et cetera. But how can he spin this into something for a press release that could get him some notice, and bring in some quality people?
Right. That's, I would be looking at who we're doing it for. Now, if it's a family, I'm not sure what kind of, is it low-income families, or is it
yes, it's
a family resource center. Oh, good. Mark is on the line. I'll be quiet.
So, Mark, is it low-income families who can't necessarily afford to do the martial arts? Is that right?
Absolutely. It's a family resource center, and it starts off, I'm doing it once per week, and for the next, 6 weeks or so. They provide dinner for the families that come, kind of cheap pizza and salad type dinners, but they provide dinner, and then we do martial arts and a little bit of Bully Buster for a few minutes. And everybody is really severely in Section 8 type housing.
Right.
And I feel good about doing it, but I wouldn't mind getting some PR out of it.
Sure. First I'm going to start by saying I've stopped underestimating people's ability to pay and not pay. It's the weirdest thing. We've had folks who are very well off who tell us they can't afford to do martial arts, and we've had people who are on food stamps who can. Perception is, you're probably right that they're probably not going to be good leads, but don't necessarily count it out. Everybody's got relatives, grandparents, friends, and you don't know, it could be so important to them that they find it's worth whatever the money is they have to pay. So, they may actually turn into quality leads. I've been very surprised with things like that in the past. But I would, that's a great story. That's a really good human interest story. It's just a matter of now how you work that into, the headline. And you may have a student in that class who's got a special story, too. It's really getting, once you get to know the students. Have you started the course already?
Yes, I've been. I just finished my second time last night.
Okay, so what you'd probably be doing is looking to do a story afterwards. There's two different kinds of press releases. I think is a press release on what you've done and a press release to get people to come to what you're going to do. Prior to, and when for our service group for the Rotary Club, we do a lot of all the press releases we do are really designed to get people to come to an event. So this isn't something necessarily that's where you're trying to get them to come to it. So I would take some time and get to know the people and find out what their stories are. Maybe are you going to offer a scholarship or anything to somebody? Let's say you're going to scholarship one of the students in the class. They can apply for a scholarship or something, and you can set up a fundraiser. There's so many different just the idea of doing that. I would literally. What kind of market do you live in? Do you live in a? Are you working in a smaller market or bigger city market?
The city that I'm in is about 115,000.
So you have daily papers and weekly.
There's a big regional daily paper, actually a twice daily paper, and but there is a small local paper that I've been extremely successful in getting press releases into.
Yeah, okay. Do you have a relationship with the folks? You know, sometimes when you do enough press releases, and they like you and they know that you're a great source, you can likely pick up the phone. And this is something I didn't get into, but you know, once you have that relationship, is you can pick up the phone, what you're doing, and see what their thoughts are on it. I've had that relationship in the past, and it can be sometimes you can get them to give you the idea about how to write the story.
Okay.
But, I mean, in all seriousness, just the idea that you're doing this is a very neat thing. And what you might want to do is start by talking to the folks and find out what they're getting out of this. You know, and sometimes the story can write itself. If you look for press releases in your school and you do regular press releases, you're going to, you know, I try and discipline myself to do at least two a month. And it's hard. It's hard to always dig up a story, and you sometimes have to go and ask for other people to help you with it. So I'm always going around the school asking people how they're doing, what they're getting out of the program, what they've seen, any new stories. We're looking for different avenues. Has your grades been improving? And you may get, you get a teary-eyed mom who's saying, we're so grateful to this because his father was beating him or, you know, whatever. He couldn't afford clothes this year, and now we've got, who knows what it is. But the story may kind of dig itself out when you talk to them.
So. Okay. Thank you for those ideas. Yeah, I'm sending I send out at least one press release per month, and I have about 8 or 9 different sources. I go to cities that are, you know, about 10 miles away from here, because they have little papers as well. But a lot of the websites for radio stations have a community calendar section that they love to receive press releases, so they can put stuff on the community calendar. For example, I do Bully Buster once a month. And I got more people from one of the local rap radio stations than I did from any other source.
Right.
So
yeah, you also can go for the your community access channels will do the same things for you.
Cool. All right. Thanks, Mike.
You bet.
Okay. Well, let's see if we have any other questions on the web. I'm not sure we do. I think that is it for our web questions. Is there anybody else that's on the phone line that would like to ask Mike a question? Okay,
oh,
Michael,
I have an idea, Kathy. This is Mark from Hillsboro again.
Sure.
I have an idea for the guy who runs the more combatives thing. That's kind of my angle as well, and there's a lot of, you know, the Taekwondo schools in the area. Coming up real soon, we've had a lot of problems here with mass transit and physical attacks on mass transit and light rail. And my angle is I'm going to be running a personal combatives class specifically for riders of that mass transit system. And in the PR that I'm scheduled to write it today is what makes me more suitable than any other martial arts school to conduct these training sessions for people and why they should come to me. So that might be a way, hey, if you got people getting jumped somewhere, hold a little community class for it.
You know, I'd like to.
Well, that's awesome.
I'd like to make say something with that. I don't know. I don't know if you mentioned this, but I don't know if I'd focus on the negatives of the other schools when you're doing that. I mean, that's, you know, that's the case, or you may know that that's the case, but the other folks don't care. You know, to the average person, it's going to appear like infighting. You know what I mean? The best approach is to stay away from the negatives and just talk about your qualifications, talk about the positives, what you're going to do, how you're going to do it, why it's important for people to do. You know, don't you're just going to talk them out of doing martial arts in general.
I wasn't going to mention anybody else. It's just that why we're specifically suited as a martial arts school to do that.
Right. Yeah, I would focus on nothing but that stuff, you know. But, yeah, I wouldn't compare to any other school or anything.
Thank you very much again. And, Mike, if anybody has a couple questions they come up with a little bit later on press releases, is there an email that they can email you at and they go to Grow Your Dojo and email you? Or?
Yep, they can email me from that, or I'll give out my school website is mbrooks, M-B-R-O-O-K-S, at zkick.com. That's zkick.com. And I'm more than happy to talk to anybody about anything they'd like. I've had a few people from Member Solutions that have been calling me regularly, and I'm always happy to spend some time chatting with anybody.